I told you about the time machine last week, said the time traveller, and just this morning I began my journey. I entered my laboratory and seated myself upon the time machine. I took the starting lever in one hand and the stopping lever in the other and pressed the first. I felt a sensation of falling and glanced across the room at the clock. A moment before, it had said a minute past 10. Now it was nearly 3:30. I drew a breath, then pushed the starting lever to its extreme position. A night came like the turning out of a lamp, and in another moment came tomorrow. I looked through the window and saw the sun hopping through the sky in a minute, and then a minute of darkness that was the night. The quick succession of light and darkness was painful to the eye as night followed day in a flicker. I looked through the window. The land was misty, but the whole surface of the earth was changed, the land melting and flowing as I flung myself into futurity. Soon, I beheld great architecture rising around me, more massive than any buildings of our own time. I thought about stopping and investigating. The dials on my machine stated that I had travelled more than 800,000 years into the future. Like an impatient fool, I pulled on the stopping lever too hard and the machine shuddered and flung me through the air. I sat up and looked around me. I was in a small garden surrounded by bushes with great purple blossoms. I picked myself up and stared at a huge carved figure in white stone. It was a sphinx, with immense wings spread so that it seemed to hover, but was greatly worn by the weather and patched with green mould. I thought about my amazing journey through time and wondered what might have happened to humankind. Might they have changed into something inhuman, unsympathetic and powerful? I wondered if I might seem to them an old world savage animal whom they might kill. Then I saw a group of figures wearing rich, soft robes. One figure hurried towards me. He was small, perhaps 4 feet high, and clad in a purple tunic with sandals on his feet. He appeared to be a beautiful and graceful creature, but also very frail. My fear faded.